Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lunch with Leah, episode 307. Hi, everybody. It's time to join Fabulous. Okay, well, there is so much to talk about. Honestly, I could do a three-hour show. You know, Rush Limbaugh has nothing on me. He does a three-hour show. He doesn't have any guests, and he talks nonstop. I could do that. That's what Roy goes. He goes, you know why you and Jeff get along so well? Both of you can talk nonstop without taking a breath for like 72 hours. I'm like, yeah, we're good at that. All right, so what's going on? Well, let's talk about the most important thing. The most important thing is Jeff Lewis was on Watch What Happens Live the other night, and he was on the after show. And a big shout out and thank you to him for saying if he had anyone as a housewife, or I guess alumni housewife, that could be his top assistant, who would it be? Well, of course, he said Leah, because she's so smart. Yes, Jeff, thank you so much. Unfortunately, I would never be anyone's assistant. Let's make that clear. Anyway, so then he, last night, I don't know if you guys watched Flipping Out, but I was the guest on there, and we talked about my kitchen and purchasing for my kitchen, all the different things we're going to do with my kitchen. And I'm telling you, I laughed out loud till I was crying because I had forgotten about this whole thing. You know, it was really funny. I totally forgot everything we went through. But the funniest thing for me, and it's just so true, if you didn't see Flipping Out last night, you can go back and see it, but on Bravo. When we were shopping for the kitchen appliances, you know, Jeff wants everything lean and clean and straight lines, and he doesn't want any, you know, extra. So a normal stove, you know, sits up off the countertop a little bit, or it's a gas stove, and you see the thing. He wants the flat one that you can't see. So I'm like, okay, whatever, make him happy, pick my fights. What do I care what the oven top looks like? I'm not going to be using it that much, right? It's going to be only using it. And so he decides he has to have this one. I forget what it's called. Anyway, do you remember what it's called? It's called something. What's it called? Anyway, no. The kind where, you know, you have to have these certain kind of pots and pans that go on it. Well, I didn't know that. So I said, okay, buy it. Now, the guy says, well, you know, you need to buy your pots and pans. I go, well, I already got pots and pans. Oh, no, you have to have these certain kind of pots and pans. Look at this. I can put my hand on the stove, turn it all the way up, and I can't feel a thing. I can't burn my hand because I'm not a certain kind of pot and pan. So I'm like, what a racket. I gotta sell me that, and now I gotta buy the pots and pans to go with it and throw out all my other pots and pans. And so then I start thinking about it. Imagine Freda turns on that stove and she's just sitting there waiting for the water to boil, waiting for the rice to cook, waiting for the beans to cook, waiting. Miss Leah, no caliente. It's not hot, We can't cook. Something's wrong with the stove. So now I call one maintenance man, and then I call another maintenance man, and then I call another maintenance man. Turns out nothing's going to work unless you have these certain pots and pans. So now I gotta buy the pots and pans, and I'm just thinking to myself, how am I gonna explain to the chef when he comes, to anybody catering company that comes, Freda, oh, you can't use that pot and pan, you gotta use these pots and pans because they go with this particular stove. I mean, I found it so funny, and I started laughing so hard I thought I was gonna cry. I literally, what they showed last night was 10% of how hysterical I was, and I literally was crying. I had to sit down on the floor. It was just too funny. Anyway, that was fun. And the other thing I thought was funny was when I got in Jeff's car. You know, you forget, I don't even remember the cameras are there anyway, to be honest with you. I just kind of forget about it. But they're in the car, and I definitely always forget they're in the car because you don't see a cameraman there. So I get in the car. I was like low riding. My seat on my side was down on the ground, and Jeff's sitting up here on a big old high throne on his high horse. And I was like, What is wrong with this picture, Jeff? Are you trying to make me subservient? Are you trying to talk down to me? Do you think that I should be on the floor and you should be on a pedestal? I had to raise that seat up. I go, every queen has to sit properly on the throne. And he was laughing and everything. We just had so much fun. I mean, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be seeing them. I'm not cooking anymore, cleaning or fixing my kitchen. It's going to be, they're going to miss me. Anyway, that was funny. And meanwhile, I am going to LA again in a couple of weeks for like a week to do a bunch of work there. Hopefully, I'll be on the Jeff Lewis radio show. Hopefully, I'll do a podcast with Watch What Crappens. They're so funny. Hopefully, I'll do a Dumb Gay Politics podcast. We should line all that up before I go. And I got this documentary thing going with these kids in jail, and I think they greenlit it. So I think I'm going to get that going. I don't know what's going to go on. I just do stuff. I just throw a bunch of stuff on the wall, hope something sticks, get a bunch of plates spinning, hope they catch on. Anyway, what else? Oh, and then Kathy Griffith posted about my skincare and how fabulous it was. Did anyone notice that? She loves the skincare. She said she's using it every day. She loves it. She loves it. She loves it. She sent people to the website, leahblack.com. And people are buying. Yay, Kathy! Her show is sold out. And she's only got like another week or two. And when she does, I want to send her a handbag just to have. Not so she'll post it, but because I think it'd look great on her. Anyway, that was that. Now, who watched Saturday Night Live the other night? Oh, my God. That was so funny. Matt Damon was playing Judge Kavanaugh. And he kept going, I had a beer. I had a beer. I had a beer. It's a conspiracy. You're out to get me. You're out to get me. You're out to get me. I had a beer. I had a beer. No, Senator. No, Senator. I was laughing. It was the whole, he was so hostile and irate and outraged that anyone would question this Ivy League Yale graduate that's on the court. And he just was so nasty and demeaning to anyone that questioned anything that he did. And I'm like, that's not judicial prudence. You want someone, the judge, that's going to call the balls and strikes in accord with the law and the Constitution, not someone that's going to be, like, angry at you because you questioned him and you didn't like the questions. And then he kept changing his story, you know, and changed it from Fox News, and then he changed it again, and then he didn't have anything to do with torture, and then maybe he did, and he didn't have anything to do with the emails that were stolen, you know, from the Democrats when he was working for George Bush. But then, you know, they found evidence that he did, and he just kept lying. And so I was just like, oh my God, Saturday Night Live is going to make the shit show out of this. So turn on Saturday Night Live. Here comes Matt Damon. And I am telling, then when he started going, my calendar and my friends, and he was mocking him for crying, and it was so funny. But you know what I was thinking? You know who should have played him? Is that guy that plays Better Call Saul that was in Breaking Bad, Ulrich or something's his name. He would have been the perfect person. He looks like Kavanaugh to play him, even though Matt did a great job. I would have loved to have seen that other guy play him. Anyway, I did a radio show last night, and let's see what it's called. I've got to listen to it before I repost it, but you guys can listen and tell me if I should. It's called Sip and See, and Duke was the interviewer who has the podcast, and we discussed all things Real Housewife of Miami and others. And it's on Apple Podcast and Google Play. If you want all the gossip, all the inside scoop, and me running my mouth without any filter, well, just listen to Sip and See. I got to listen to it. Maybe I shouldn't be telling you that. I don't know. It was a lot.
You have a lot of comments coming in.
Oh, let's hear a couple.
We have the induction cooktop.
That's what it's called. And you know what? It is an induction. They are inducing you into using their pots and pans. I should make a commercial for them.
They're saying it's a big racket. Susan Solander says that's a huge racket. Beth Feldman says, I'll help you. I know what you need to buy cheap.
Need a bargain pots and pans.
Joshua McCory said, saw you. Joshua Corey McLean said, he saw you on Flipping Out last night. You look phenomenal.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nancy Carver said, Jeff spoke so well of you on Watch What Happens Live
really
the other night.
He did. And, God bless him.
And Debbie Glaze says, flip a house with Jeff. It would be amazing.
You know, that's what he wants to do. But the thing is, I have so much money tied up in real estate. I've got the Keys house, the Star Island house, the LA house, My house here, I'm going to go broke. How much more houses can I buy?
It says Jeff is changing his tune about Jenny. What's the tea, Leah?
I don't think he's changing his tune. I think he does like her. I think he does miss her. And I think he thinks she crossed a line that he can't go back from. I think he's been consistent. And then Shannon said, well, in a couple of years, you'll get over it. He might. I tried to patch it up. I tried to get them together. I tried to keep her from doing what she did. I did my part in trying to salvage the relationship. But you know what? You got two strong-minded people over there, so they're going to do what they're going to do, and I like both of them.
And Kathy Hook Fisher says, that was one costly shopping trip last night.
Wasn't it? And that Jeff spends my money like, you know, he's getting the points on my credit card or something. I mean, really? But anyway, he does have exquisite taste, and he does give me wholesale prices, and he does help me decorate, and he is exquisitely designing furniture, I mean, kitchens and bars and stuff for me, so I can't complain, but I will anyway. Meanwhile, we're going to go to the Las Vegas trade show sometime in December, probably. We're maybe going to go. And if we do, we're going to be displaying all of our products and our book and all of our stuff there in a booth. And I'm just going to fly in and make a little appearance, but other people are going to be working the booth. So that may happen. So if you're in Vegas and you know me, I'll probably maybe have some kind of something where I can meet people. I don't know. Maybe I'll do something. I always tell Jason, let's do something at Jackie Siegel's hotel. They've got more money than God, more hotels than God, and more, what do you call those, rental apartments and buildings and high rises and all that. Why didn't she throw me a big party? Jackie, throw me a party. I want a party, girl, and you can invite everybody that follows us on social media, the Queen of Versailles. So meanwhile, you know, everyone laughs at my Birkin bags. I was the first one to start talking about them on the show back when we were doing the show, and everyone else is, you know, being proper and discreet about them or whatever. So look how smart Leah is. I found this article. Happened to be in the New York Times, called Off Duty, the 3,650-day bargain. So there's what it says. We've all heard the phrase investment shopping, but can a $9,500 bag ever deliver on its price? We asked 10 women for most of their strategic splurges and calculated the value in both tangible and intangible terms. And then they put a big picture of a Kelly bag here. They didn't put the Birkin bag, which, by the way, I really like the Kelly, maybe even better. So listen, if you carry this bag, okay, every day for I forget how many years it says on here, this one's a Kelly bag, $9,500 bag. Oh my God, I have that bag. I have that exact bag. Anyway, if you carry it, here's what happens. If you carry this bag for 10 years, you will set back the $9,500 if you carry it every day for 10 years. The cost is only $2.60 a day. Now, how smart am I? I'm only spending $2.60 on my bag. Now, of course, for me to get the monies down to $2.60, I would have to be like a bag lady. I'd have to have 10 bags on each arm and 5 on my back and 20 around my neck to carry all 50 of my bags or more, maybe even have more. I'd have to be like a real bag lady to get my cost down to $2.60. But if you only have one bag and you carry it 10 years, you're paying $2.60 a day, and the bag goes up in value. How much better does it get than that? I think I'm so smart. Jeff's right. I'm just really smart. Oh, me and Trump, we have big brains. I have a big brain. Anyway, and then James sends me a text. He goes, have you ever heard of a Birkin bag raincoat? And I'm like, well, of course I have. They used to come in the bags, and now I don't know. I haven't seen them in the bags lately, but, you know, you only need really one for each size bag. You don't need 10. I've got like 5 or 6 for each size bag because I think they used to put them in there. But they're like clear kind of plastic, opaque plastic bags that you put over your bag when it's raining or drizzling. So you have it in your bag, and then if it starts to rain or drizzle, you put your raincoat on your bag. I think it's a very smart thing to do.
It's very smart, and apparently it's a big deal now because they were noticing, like, all the Dallas housewives are using them on their bags.
Oh, they're using them on there.
And then I think Kyle had one on something recently. She was photographed with it. So apparently it's a trend, and now they're making, like, you know, prints and things you can throw over.
Well, I mean, no surprise it's a print, but the ones that come with the bags, the real ones, are kind of a heavy, opaque plastic, soft plastic, that movable plastic that just slips on there.
Yeah.
But now, of course, everyone's going to knock them off. It's going to become a cottage industry, and everybody's going to be up doing the next one with the thing. Before you know it, they'll be having the Swarovski crystal raincoat that goes over the Birkenbag. Oh, my God.
Kyle should have had that one on when Lisa dumped that glass of champagne.
Yeah, she should have had a big raincoat. Oh, my God. That was funny. I remember that. So then I went to see the Fahrenheit 9/11 Michael Moore movie. If you guys haven't seen it, it's really not partisan. I thought it was going to be partisan. It's really not. It's just laying out what's going on in the world in a very humorous way. And part of it's satire, but part of it's very real. But what I liked about the movie is every single thing that he showed and said, he backed up with actual footage. So it wasn't like he just went and sat and wrote a movie. He told a story, and he showed the pictures of everything that he talked about. He showed the pictures, the footage, the verbiage, the audio, the visual to back it up. So I personally think every college kid in America, every high school kid in America, every young person in America should see that film so they can determine how do you want your future to be, because this is how it is now and this is how we got there. And I think everybody should see it at any age, even my age of 39, but everyone should see it because it's just such a good story. And even Michael Moore's critics, he won an Oscar 1 year, remember? Yeah, he won an Oscar.
Yeah.
But even his critics will tell you that he's a brilliant storyteller, and he knows how to make a good documentary-type film. It was so good. I looked at RJ. His eyes were literally like that big, like five times. I saw Roy. I thought he was going to start crying a couple of times. I was depressed during parts of it and laughing hysterical in other. It's everything. It's Michael Moore, 11-9, which is November 9th, which is... It's when Trump went into office after the election, but it's more than that. It's not just about that. It's about everything leading up to it. I mean, it's just really good. I think everybody should see it. If you guys see it, I want you to tweet me at Leah Black Miami, or go to hello@leahblack.com and give your comments, or give us your Instagram comments, but give us your comments. Well,
yeah, Mary Elizabeth Holland said that Michael Moore is a very good movie maker, and... everybody's asking where Little Black is.
Little Black is sitting right over here in his little chair looking up. I don't want to pick him up. He'll want to sit in my lap, but he'll say bye before the show.
Yeah, he's behaving.
Internationally renowned podcast and talk show is finished today. Meanwhile, Willie Nelson. I love Willie Nelson. I've always loved Willie Nelson. He used to hang out with Jerry Jeff Walker in Texas when I was a kid. I remember my friends all hung out. My older friends, my aunt and them, they all knew him and hung out with his friends. And they said that Jerry Jeff Walker was like psychic, that he could hold a spoon up and he could like look at it and bend it and stuff. I mean, you heard all these stories. You don't know if they're true or not, but folks tells about Jerry Jeff Walker, who I think passed on, and Willie Nelson. But, you know, he's written so many great songs. One of my favorites, To All the Girls I've Loved Before. And remember, he did that big satire 1 year with Johnny Carson, singing it on the Johnny Carson show. But anyway, so he is a pot-smoking cowboy, wears cowboy boots, jeans, you know, the cowboy hat, the long braids. He's just the real Southern deal. So he did a concert with Beto O'Rourke, who's running for, what's he running for? Beto O'Rourke is running for, Senator. Take Ted Cruz, thank God, take Ted Cruz's seat in Texas. And they had 55,000 people show up. That is a huge rally in Austin, Texas.
Wow,
if I would have been in
really
Austin,
good.
Texas, you know, I can't stand those big crowds and those big rallies, but I might have even considered going because I love Willie so much. And Beto O'Rourke's such a brilliant speaker. And Beto O'Rourke used to play in a band. So they, I think, jammed and sang some songs together and whatever. Anyway, it was fun. If you missed it, catch it on, I guess it's probably on YouTube. Now, my Ask Me Questions for the show that I have not read, I never read them because I like to just be spontaneous and surprised. I don't want to get my head about it. Anything for the show. at all kinds of a lucky. The boat is sinking and you can only save one. Jeff or Gage? Oh my God, I should have read that in advance. I'm gonna say Monroe, but whoever has the drawings to my kitchen or any of my money in their briefcase, that's the one I'm really gonna say. At K-A-R-A-L-E-G-A-K-O Design. Did you hear Camille Grammer doesn't support Dr. Ford? I saw she tweeted something about it. You know, no surprise there. At Omar underscore BFMP. Who was the meanest RHOM and also who cried about not having money for a dress? Well, the meanest on the surface, of course, was Anna, but the meanest behind the scenes and pretending to be nice was Marisol. Who was whining about not having the... Oh, that was Adriana when she went hysterical that somebody was wearing a dress from a designer that she needed. I mean, honestly. And there were 20 witnesses, so this is all... There are witnesses to all this. I really don't traffic in rumors. I can back up everything I say. Miss YC125, do you miss Real Housewives of Miami? The people or the show? I'm just kidding. R-H-O-N-Y, bravo. Who from R-H-O-M do you keep in contact with? A little with Karen, a little with Joanna, a little with Lisa. I would keep in touch with Christy, but she's just so busy. And I'd say most of the others, nope.
Christy's a big swimwear line now.
Yeah, she's always had a swimwear line. She used to have a show a showroom in South Miami called Bree Bree. And I used to go in there because, you know, when Ori Jr. was little, it was mostly, I think, little girls' clothes. But I was always buying gifts for, you know, you'll get to buy the little girls' birthday parties. I would buy the gifts there. And then she took it online. And then she does some jewelry. She's very creative, you know, and she's a real family girl. I actually like Christy. I think it was kind of misportrayed. I don't think it was misportrayed. I think it was portrayed the way it was, but they didn't really ever wrap it up, that what really went on behind the scenes and why she took the fall for somebody else and how I really actually adored her. I just was matter of fact about it. You come to the charity, you buy a ticket. Roy, you want to sit down and eat, you buy a ticket. If you want to stand in the back of the room, Roy, you can maybe come for free. But everybody pays. I mean, it's just the way it is. I'm not going to work that hard for free and not charge people. I mean, it'd be stupid. And besides, where do you cut the line? Well, my best friend gets to come for free. Well, my uncle gets to come for free. No, everybody pays. At Malone 76, my feelings on Kavanaugh, do I think he'll be confirmed? Will we see 45 impeached? I don't think we'll see 45 impeached, but I do think enough is going to come out that it's going to just turn the stomach of the public against him eventually. I think there's still a chance that Kavanaugh may not be confirmed.
I
think there's a chance he may not, and he shouldn't be. And you know what? They want a conservative judge. Give them a conservative judge. It's a conservative majority right now. But just give them someone with some integrity, character that doesn't lie. I mean, the lying is what got me. I am one of these give you a second chance. You're drunk. You're at school. You screw up. You know, I get it. I'll give you a second chance if you're remorseful and apologize. But if you're going to lie about it and be arrogant about it and condescending about it and don't dare ask me anything about it, you know, you're just not worthy of being on the Supreme Court, period. Now, whichever side you're on. I mean, honestly, I would say the same thing about any Democrat that was put up. When Clinton had his escapade, I was one of the first ones that was out and vocal against what he did. You know, you have to be intellectually honest, and you have to be, you know, consistent in your values. And he just doesn't have the moral character that I think's necessary to be on the Supreme Court.
People are agreeing.
So that's just my opinion, but like, you know, I'm not voting. Let's see, at Media PUNCHINC ask, what's the secret to doing it all? Oh my God, I think just do it. Just do it. Just don't stop. I just do it all.
Yeah.
I do. I just keep going, don't you? I mean, when we get on the project, remember Jason, we were doing that charity. Honest to God, we would work. I literally sleep 2 hours a night. We just did it all. I don't give up my time with RJ, my time with Roy, you know, my time to sleep late. I don't give any of that up. I figure out a way to get it all in. So just do it. You have to you have to organize your time and discipline yourself and be self-motivated.
You're getting hilarious comments.
I am. Well, if I'm funny, I want to know about it. I mean, I'm going to compete with Kathy Griffin now.
Pam Dettery Rumley says she absolutely loves your facial products. That's not funny, but the other ones are. Mary Elizabeth Holloman said, seriously, Leah, you're the reason I watched that season. Liked being able to see the hubby every now and then.
Wait, what season? You mean on The Housewives?
On The Housewives, yeah.
Roy would have been on a lot more if he would have been around people that he didn't think were going to try to drag everybody into the gutter.
Everyone seems to agree, too, about Kavanaugh or any politician at this point.
Any politician.
Margaret Selkoff says, Kavanaugh does not have the temperament to be on the Supreme Court Justice, but he'll make a great beer salesman.
Well, you know, he should get an endorsement. Listen, Harvard, by the way, is not allowing him to come back and teach his law class. Now, Roy's been teaching criminal evidence law classes at the University of Miami for, I mean, since I was born. I mean, he's been teaching forever, one semester a year, criminal law. It's really hard to get in his class. It's in huge demand. And I would be so humiliated and so embarrassed if Miami University of Miami contacted us and said, we are no longer welcome. You are not morally, you know, up to our standards. And our students are boycotting and we don't want you here to teach. I would hide myself in shame. What does Kavanaugh do? He comes out, tails a-blazing. That's my seat and I'm entitled to it and I'm going to get it one way or the other.
I mean, if I went to a job interview and they started asking me about sexual assault and how much I drank, I probably wouldn't be getting that job.
Well, that's the other thing.
If they knew that. I mean.
That's right. It's a job interview.
It's a job interview.
Okay, now think about this. You're interviewing for a job. And you go on an outrage rant about half of your customers. How you hate them. They're horrible. They're out to get you. What company, what CEO, what major corporation is going to hire someone that's insulted half of their customers? And we are their customers. Mm-hmm. We pay taxes and our taxes pay their salaries. So we're their customers. So I just don't understand what's the question here. There are plenty of other very qualified conservative judges. I don't necessarily agree with the entire conservative movement, but you know what? Like Gorsuch, he went up, he was a gentleman, he conducted himself properly, he doesn't have a lot of baggage or skeletons in his closet. He sailed right through because the Democrats are like, we're going to get a conservative judge. Let's just get someone that has some character, integrity, and that is at least reasonable and fair and open-minded. That's all they're asking for. This guy's got so much baggage. I mean, it wouldn't even fit in my Birkin bags. I mean, who do I think will replace Julie Chan on the talk called RYCONN134? Well, it should be me. But if I'm not on there, I think Rosie's on the short list. I think she would be really good on there. I love her. There are a lot of women. I tell you who else I'm a fan of that is under the radar, and she's a conservative Republican, is that Tara Setemeyer. She has got such on-point commentary. Now, it's mostly political, so they may not want that, but she's a bright mind. There are a lot of people that I think would be good on there that would be equally as good as Julie Chan is, you know, that aren't married to the boss. Massey, M-A-S-Y-N-N-O-8, wants to know, do you enjoy your job? I don't even have a job. Do I have a job? I don't have a job.
What job?
What job? My job is just getting through the day. I just try to get through the day. Trying to survive Freda. Try to survive the house. Try to survive the gardeners. Try to survive the real estate. Try to survive this shit show over here. Try to survive the skincare. I mean, I just survive every day. I don't even consider it a job. I just consider it my life. I've never not worked. I don't know what. I could not work. I'm sorry. God bless these women that can just go to the gym, manicure, pedicure, and sit and whatever, wait for their husbands to get home, and then, you know, have sex. I don't know what they do, but I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that. I gotta be doing something, you know? You gotta be productive in life, you know? And if you don't have anything to do, go volunteer, help somebody else, whatever. At Life Goes Pop. Oh, Life Goes Pop. Let's give them a shout out. We don't have any of the pillows here, but we did have some of the t-shirts. But they're back over there. They print them. You send them a picture of anything, and they'll put the picture on a beautiful pillow or t-shirt. It's really cute. I sent some gifts out. I've sent a lot of gifts to different people. I sent Jeff's Monroe. What's the question? Oh, they loved you on Flipping Out last night. Oh, of course you did. I should make a picture and send to you. Lee Man Jam, L-E-M-N Jam. What brand are the pendulant lights Jeff used over your home bar? Oh, the home bar. The bar. Oh, the bar, not the kitchen. Oh, you know what? I was thinking the kitchen. The bar, those in the right, actually, I picked those out and demanded them because, you know, Jeff's very lean and kind of kind of minimal. But when I did spot them at the store, he did jump on it and say, you're right. I like them. Done. So we agreed on that. But because to me, they look like chandelier earrings, but I don't know the brand. You know what? I'll try to remember to look when I'm in LA. I'll just get out my little mag. Probably the brand is probably made in China. No, I'm kidding. I want to take a 1 second break and we're going to talk about all the celebrity gossip.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm drinking out of my Lunch with Leah Sandy Arambidi's cup. Came from Texas. It's big. It's got iced tea in it. You know, I love a big iced tea cup, and this is like my perfect size. Remember that Mardi Gras? She sent me one of those big, huge cups from, what was it called? Oh, where she used to work, where they had this, they have a cosmetic line, the whole big thing anyway, when she worked there. And I use that cup till it's literally worn out, but I do still use it. And now I have this big, fancy, fabulous
like
one.
Mary Kay or something?
I love,
like that?
No, it was where, you know, where do you buy, where everybody goes to buy their skincare, their cosmetics and everything? The
like
big
Sephora.
Store. Sephora. I think she worked for Sephora.
Sephora, yeah.
See, I don't want to say it because I'm bringing it out in hives because you shouldn't be buying there. You should be buying at leahblack.com.
Exactly.
Celebrity news. Let's see. Well, yesterday or this week, the cast for Breaking Bad had a party celebrating their 5-year finale. Did you guys watch Breaking Bad?
I did not.
I'm going to tell you, whenever you're ready to just binge watch TV, let's say there's a storm and you're just tired or you burn out. Roy and I started watching that one summer in LA, and I swear to God, we would stay up until we could not keep our eyes open. And the next morning we would get up and start watching it again.
Oh my God.
It's addictive. It's really good.
It came on like around the same time I think The Walking Dead started.
Maybe.
And I'm getting ready to give up on that show.
I'm over The Walking Dead. It's gotten too dark for me.
I think I'll start on that one.
But Breaking Bad, it was just so good. And the guy that's in it is now in Better Call Saul. He got the spinoff. Right. And his name is something O-R-L-G-E-R-I-K or something. He needs to get. He should have had a better stage name. He was going to be an actor. But anyway, he should. He would have been a fantastic Brett Kavanaugh on Saturday Night Live. Aretha Franklin's on the cover of Rolling Stones. Unfortunately, I didn't get to organize the shoot. I would have had my handbag in her hands. Jennifer Hudson's going to be playing Aretha, called the Queen of Soul, in an upcoming bio, which would be fantastic. She'll be fantastic. And the University of Miami is awarding an honorary degree to Prince. Very well deserved.
I agree, totally.
And can I tell you, that was such a tragic thing because Prince was not someone that took drugs. He never took drugs. He didn't drink. He got addicted to drugs because he had an injury, a hip injury, in his performance, and he got on the drugs to be able to continue to perform, and he just got addicted to them. That is one of those stories where he was afraid probably to publicly admit it or go into the hospital because it would have been gossip for everybody, and so he just kept self-medicating, and it's just so sad. I thought he's one of the most brilliant.
He was my favorite artist.
Of probably, I mean,
he, I
of all times,
he was
the whole package,
yes.
You know?
Bob Odenkirk.
Huh?
Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk.
O-D-E-N-K-R-I-K. That's Mary Elizabeth one. Holland said that's his name. And Stephanie Duran says, oh, my God, my husband and I were the same with Breaking Bad. They love it as well.
Well, now Better Call Saul is really good, too. You got to watch that. But he would have been a great Brett Kavanaugh on Saturday Night Live. In other celebrity news, so there was a big scene, an emergency scene at Cher's Malibu home, which if you haven't seen that house, it's worth driving up the A1A to see it. It's like a city hanging off the cliff. Yeah, it's like a city hanging off a cliff. I'm not kidding you. It really is. But anyway, cops, firefighters, paramedics, all sheriffs all showed up with a warrant, took someone in custody for a drug-related charge, and they even had an ambulance and a first responder there. So she wasn't there. She's on tour. Obviously, one of her staff or one of her friends or one of her kids, who knows, was in there, and, you know, probably, I don't know what happened, but either there was probably a brawl and someone called the cops, or someone they thought maybe they overdosed and called the cops, but it was a big scene. And I feel bad because, you know, she was on tour. You can't even go on damn tour and relax that somebody's not going to come.
It was apparently one of her assistants whose son had been involved in some kind of a drug exchange
of some sort, yeah.
Where someone died. So
that's
what I read.
My God, well, there was a warrant out.
They had on the news this morning on Good Morning America, they've also caught this entire group of four young kids, and I guess the mother, or the three young kids and the mother, because they were robbing all the celebrities' homes while they were on tour, and they were following them on social media.
Oh, my
Rihanna,
God.
All of these players and everything.
This is why I always have someone staying at my house, and I always have a couple of guard dogs. I have cameras everywhere, and I have a lot of security. Not that I'm Cher, but, I mean, I'm not Cher, but let's just put me somewhere between maybe like, not Madonna, maybe like more like not J-Lo, I'm on that list, But I do think you have to have someone stay in your house. I mean, I always have someone stay in my house, and I always have the cops on alert. I always have people patrolling my house. I have those cameras everywhere. I have them on my phone. I have video camera everywhere. I have the dogs, guard dogs. You just never know. Even if you're not even a well-known person, if you're a no-name, no person, no one's ever heard of you, live under the radar, if people see that the house is dark, there aren't any cars there, and there's no activity, you're just inviting trouble. So I don't know. I can't even believe it. I feel terrible about that. Jane Fonda's five acts are on HBO, The Life of an Oscar Winner. I'm going to watch that.
I've always loved her.
Was
it
good?
Really good.
I love
Jane Fonda.
You know, she is a good-hearted, smart woman that got a bad rap because, they paint her as this liberal against the war. Well, it turns out she was ahead of her time because pretty much every logical, sane person on the planet realized that the Vietnam War was a disaster, and it's unfair to all those young people that died and all these people that fought in it that have all these injuries and all these vets that they didn't take care of when they came home. And what did the war prove? We're now friends with them today.
Yes.
And I just feel bad for the vets. I feel like they owe these vets a lifetime of a comfortable life and medical. I really do. Mm-hmm. And it so irritates me that Donald Trump runs around and pretends he's a fan of the vets while they're cutting all the veteran benefits.
Yes.
And these people are like, oh, he loves the vets. Have you looked? They're cutting the vet benefits. They're shutting down veteran homes. They're trying to parlay it into the private sector. No, he's not. He's a talker about supporting the vets, but go do your research. He's doing everything he can to take away from the vets. It makes me sick.
I read last week, and my dad was telling me something, because my dad's a veteran, and he goes to the VA back in Kentucky, where they're from, a lot of like these scheduled appointments and things that have been on the books for a while, people were showing up for their appointments last week, and they were told they were canceled.
Yeah, they're dismantling
the
vet.
Over 300.
Just like they're trying to dismantle the Justice Department, and now they're trying to dismantle the Supreme Court. Yeah. I mean, Trump isn't installed by Russia. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's going to all eventually come out. And there's going to be proof without any doubt, and then there's still going to be the people that don't believe it. But it's just going to be how it's going to be.
Susan Sulander says, I'm not even Peg Bundy, but I have cameras in every room in the house.
Yes, you have to. And you know what? I have them, like, just facing the doors and all the windows. So, you know, you don't, like, it's not an invasion of privacy, you know? But on the outside, I have every angle covered.
Beth Feldman Foster says, research, he can't read.
That's true. Hi, Beth. The documentary on CBS.com says that Love Gilda, the comedian, Gilda Radner's life.
Oh, I love
the
her.
First person hired for Saturday Night Live. They're going to do a documentary on her. I loved her.
I
loved Rosanna, Dana, Diana, whatever.
She was one of the early people Mary, that died from breast cancer.
Ovarian cancer.
Oh, ovarian,
and
yeah.
She,
right.
I read her book, It's Always Something. It was a great book. I've read almost every biography there is out. I love biographies. But the other one was she was married to
Gene Wilder,
who recently passed away too, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
And Gwyneth Paltrow wed her longtime or several year fiancé, Brad Falchuk, in the Hamptons. They had all their kids there. They had Jerry Seinfeld, gave them a rehearsal dinner. Robert Downey Jr. was there, Rob Lowe, Cameron Diaz, and blah, blah, blah. Her mother, Blythe Danner, whatever her name.
Yeah.
She's an amazing actress, by the way, and beautiful. I do, too. She's a great actress. And Steven Spielberg and his wife were there. So that must have been a sight to be seen in the Hamptons.
It was a big casting for next season's American Horror Story.
I didn't say that. I laughed. Slap me. Tom Hanks is playing Fred Rogers in a film about Mr. Rogers' children's show. And I'm going to tell you, they showed a picture of him sitting on his trailer outside. He looks really skinny. He has a little red sweater on. He looks exactly like Mr. Rogers. He's going to be so good in that. Murphy Brown is back, and Hillary Clinton made a cameo. Tamara Judge and Eddie bought a $2 million house at Coto de Casa. Now, I don't know if that's in Orange County or Mexico, but maybe that's why, obviously, they sold their house. So it didn't have anything to do with his medical bills. So that's what she was saying, was people are going to be surprised when they find out why I really sold my house.
And it sold, like, in a record 16 days.
Her other house sold, and then she bought this one. So it's priced right. And the final season of The House of Cards without Kevin Spacey is going to be on. And I don't know why they're already calling it the final season. Why don't they just put it out and see where it goes? What the ratings are. I love that Robin Wright anyway.
I love that show.
And Kevin Spacey's got a new, another allegation against him from a massage therapist that said he wanted him to massage his groin. Oh, I don't know. I can't with these people anymore.
But we haven't heard or seen him at all.
He's gone under the radar. I think he went out of the country somewhere just enjoying life, hoping that they forget about him because he doesn't want to be the Harvey Weinstein that gets indicted or what's his name, Cosby. Meanwhile, Kathy Griffin's going to be back on A Pendant's show, whatever that, I think it's an online show, playing Kellyanne Conway. There was a picture of her. she looked just like her. She had all that makeup and that hair and that skinny look. She looked just like her. That's going to be a shit show. You know what? She won't have to write a script. She'll just have to do what they did with Sarah Palin. Take Kelly's own words and make a fool out of herself. And Donatella Versace says, for everyone that's concerned about her selling to Michael Kors, she's not going anywhere. She's still going to be the brand, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Let's fast forward. Ask me about that in 5 years.
I shared that post where she did that, so it will show up in my memories next year, in a year, and I'm going to share it again as I stand next to the Versace collection at TJ Maxx.
It's going to be the before and after. That's not going to happen.
Tiffany Stafford wants to know, Leah, do you have a SiriusXM channel? We need to make that happen.
I should be on SiriusXM. I agree with you. I don't know if I should be on the Starz channel, the Andy channel, the Howard Stern doesn't have anybody on his channel. I should be on because I know how to then I could have call-ins. The reason I like to have a radio show as opposed to a podcast, I could have call-ins and I could have guests. And I'd love to have guests. I'd have all my fabulous friends on there. In Housewives
Alex
News.
Fletcher says, could you please send Kellyanne Conway some facial products?
Yeah. You know what? I am not going to skin shame. But LeahBlack.com would be helpful to any woman.
Yes, that's true.
Real Housewives of Orange County.
Or men.
According to U.S. Weekly, Gretchen and Slade. Listen to this. So apparently Slade reaches out to the lawyer of what's-her-name's ex-husband, Joan Bellino, who was married to, what was her name, the pretty girl?
Alexis.
Alexis, the one they call Big Jugs or whatever.
Jesus Jugs.
Okay, so Slade reaches out to the lawyer and says, we want to help you. We want to testify against them and Tamara and Shannon, and we want to prove that they make up lies and story about people. And they're going to testify that he has a pattern of that. Now, you know, listen, I like Rossi and Slade. They've been to my home to parties. I think they're lovely. They came to my book signing. But that is just wrong. You don't just go out to get a vendetta and call up the lawyer and say, I want to throw my ex-co-stars under the bus and run up their legal fees and help you make a case because I personally don't like them. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. And Shannon apparently asked the crew to stop filming in Jamaica, or she's apparently demanded, according to Blasting News, that the girls were making fun of her finances amidst her messy divorce. Apparently her rent's $13,000 a month, and she was having a meltdown about her this and that and the other, and they were criticizing her and razzing her, and she wanted them to quit filming, and I guess apparently she demanded they did, or she walked off or whatever. Well, I don't know. Poor Shannon. I love Shannon. She's got a good heart, but I think she was one of those that went from probably like kind of a semi-privileged, you know, college and high school and growing up to marrying someone, and she doesn't really understand, you know, maybe finances, and like when she's had her husband reduce that amount that he had to pay, I mean, she should have just said, look, I'm only going to spend this, I'm going to set the rest aside for a rainy day, and if he's fair with me in the total divorce, I'll take that into consideration. But she let him pay less, and now maybe she realizes she needs more. I don't know the whole story. I like her. She was on QVC, yes. And she's going to do really good, and I'm going to buy her stuff. I think everybody should buy her
stuff. She's really smart, I think, yeah. And I think, you know, people perform, there's certain people that perform great under distress. Mm-hmm. I do, I think, and when things get, you know, right. To that point. So I think she's been great with that. And she looked amazing. She's lost all of her weight
her
hair back.
When she was on Watch What Happened Live with her ponytail, yeah. I thought I tweeted it out that she looked really beautiful.
So
she did. I'm rooting for her. She's
too.
Been through it all. You had three teenage girls and you've got this going on. Your husband's embarrassing you in front of everybody. He's already got a new girlfriend. They're going to get married. You know, he's making her life miserable about money. I mean, I want her to make it on her own, and I want her to feel good about herself, and apparently she's dating, so good for her. On Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, TMZ alleges that apparently Lisa Vanderpump is ignoring all the entire cast, making zero effort to interact with them during the season 9 shooting, and the other castmates are frustrated with her. And of course, she's going to start the rumor again that she might or might not come back. We've been hearing that for 5 years. Yeah. I don't know if that's a negotiation tool. I really don't. I don't know. Is that a negotiate for more money? Or is that I need attention? Or is that I'm really not coming back? I mean, when you cry wolf 10 years in a row, how do we know? And listen, I like her. I think she's great on the show, but I mean, when are we going to know if that's anything? Kyle had a photo with her two sisters, Kim and Kathy, which I guess she was proving that they aren't fighting, the family's fighting, but apparently, you know, Kathy and she have this rift because Mauricio went into business on his own when he was working previously for the Hilton family. So she had her picture, but I did notice that Kim was in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they're like trying to make amends.
That show
just
that
say.
She had also kind of added fuel to the family fire, but the show's been canceled. So,
American Girl?
Even with the good ratings and stuff.
I thought they brought it back. You know what? The problem with that show was it was on the wrong network.
I agree. It was a good show.
They should have put
it
on Bravo.
That's
where she has her following, yeah. And they should have just put it on Bravo because she has a big following there, and it would have gotten some traction. But you bury it on some unknown network, and people aren't flipping channels, and they don't see it.
And
it
actually had good
it.
Ratings on Paramount.
Yeah.
Like, they said it broke for that channel. It was, like, one of the highest-rated shows for the debut. But
I wanted to watch it, but I didn't find the channel. Okay, now speaking of Kyle, her husband's in trouble apparently. He bought a house in Malibu for $30 million in 2016. No, he sold it and he took a client and they sold the house and then he flipped it in like a year maybe for $70 million. And the client is saying, you know, that you should have gotten me a whole lot more money. And so I guess there's going to be a brawl over that. Wow. His lawyer says he did what he was retained to do, that the client wanted him to sell it under the radar, didn't want any publicity, wanted to keep it quiet. And he said he got above the appraised value at the time. But I don't know how it could be above the appraised value at 30 if it was worth 70 just like a year later. But I don't know. And then apparently they offered to settle with him for $10 million. that they wanted the money to be distributed amongst some charities. So I guess someone, the person that sold it was giving a lot of their money to the charity. And anyway, to sell a house for almost $70 million in 2017 when they paid 2016, they paid, he sold it for 30. That's a big number to justify. Wow. So I don't know. I hope he didn't do anything wrong. I hope he didn't get in any trouble. I hope they settle it, and I hope it all goes away. But he's got a problem. That's what happens when you're high profile. Speaking of New Jersey housewives, they're cutting Danielle Staub back a lot in her scenes. She's on the outs with the production team. She doesn't have any press scheduled. And apparently Margaret Josephs is in with one of these producers, and they have breakfast or coffee every morning at Starbucks. And then Staub walks in, and they snub her. And apparently, according to Danielle, she's, you know, what's her name, has poisoned the, Margaret's poisoned the producer over her. That can happen. Mm-hmm. Listen, those producers, they get sucked in. They believe the stories. You know, who knows? I don't know.
They released the trailer this week, and I heard that at last minute they took her out, and that she's not a full-time housewife. They didn't give her full-time.
Well, she wasn't going to be, yeah. I don't think, full-time anyway. But listen, you know, I liked her on the show. She's just as good as some of the other girls. I'm not saying she was, oh, my God, Meryl Streep, but she was as good as some of the other girls on the show.
The table flip would have never happened
if it weren't for her.
For Danielle.
She brought all that drama.
The reason that show is a success is because of her and Teresa.
She put it on the map. She really did.
Yes, absolutely.
And so she's cleaned up her act, and then she got married, and then they spent all that money getting the wedding, and then she's getting divorced. And I guess somehow she's burned some bridges at Bravo or with the production crew. But I think you're right. I think you have to go back and give credit where it's due. She did help put them on the map.
Yep.
According to Tamara Tattles, Atlanta show, Kenya Moore's baby is due in another month, and the rumors are that she's going to have a show on E! I don't know. Is she? We'll find out. Let's see. In the Potomac show, which I haven't watched, I just don't have the time because I'm so wound up in the politics, but apparently one of the husbands hooked up with another guy, and the guy posted the photo on Instagram. There's a big brouhaha about that. And then, was it the same husband or another husband?
No, it's Ashley's husband, Michael.
Ashley.
And he had the little thing.
Fling? Is he the one that got into the brawl?
He supposedly had a fling, and then the guy posted the thing, and I think he was from Europe or something.
Yeah.
And that kind of came into play last season, but they kind of brushed it
off.
But
is he the same guy that attacked, or apparently allegedly attacked one of the producers, cameraman, and he could be facing up to 11 years if that's all
true.
So it was the same guy.
Suspended him, and Bravo actually, and the production company both said they have suspended filming with him. And so,
why are they spending filming with him? I'm surprised they didn't give him a raise.
It's going to be the topic of the show.
Of course, that's going to keep the show going. And the Real Housewives of Orange County. Oh, I did that one already. I did that.
Margaret Skiloff says the husband has always set my creep meter off.
Oh, see, I don't watch that one. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give a shout out before I forget. You know, I think that Dallas is kind of on the fence if they're going to renew it based on
the
ratings.
So
I don't know that, but that's kind of what I sense and have heard. But everyone that I know that watches it says it's one of the best ones out there.
It is the best right
is
now.
It? So I'm going to encourage everyone to tune in to the Dallas show, help them get their ratings up so the show doesn't get canceled. It'll pick up steam again. But I'm just wondering if people have housewife fatigue or if it's the time slot. Some people say they keep changing the day and they keep changing the time. That hurts a show. They did that to Miami. But I don't know. Tune in. Everyone says it's really good.
I'm seeing a lot of that comment on social media about the housewife fatigues, but, you know, I mean...
Yeah, they still all listen.
I think
they're rerun enough, you can find it and watch it. For okay, sure. Kelly on the Real Housewives of Orange County says the only way Vicky's going to get an engagement ring is if she buys it for herself. Kelly's defending Gina and Gina's divorce, and Gina was talking to her parents about it and crying. I felt sorry for her. My heart kind of breaks for her, you know. She's a sweet girl, but then Vicky said she didn't have a moral compass, and all the girls dropped their jaw, and she got her feelings hurt about that. And I think that was kind of the best thing Vicky could have said at the time. And I don't think she meant it that way. I just think I think she meant it like, you know, stick with your family, you've got the kids. But you know, Gina may be smarter than Vicky. Because if, you know, why wait until you're 40, 50, or 60 to start your life over? If you're not happy, it's not going to work. Cut your loss and move on. Everybody can be happier. And do you really want your kids growing up in a dysfunctional marriage? So I see both sides of it, but I like that little Gina. I just think she's cute. Then Kim Zolciak took a lot of heat for accusing... for being accused of photoshopping her four-year-old daughter, according to the New York Post. Apparently, she made her nose look thinner and did something else.
She put Kim's first nose on her.
God, I mean, I can't with these people. It wouldn't surprise me, but that's what's the endearing about Kim Zolciak. She just lives in this world of her own, you know, and it's like she doesn't get to her. Well, what's wrong with that, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say, oh, by the way, everybody get their flu shot. Apparently, it killed 80,000 people last season and 900,000 people went into the hospital. But we were just talking about that earlier. James said
right
some people
came
are getting
on.
Sick from it. So ask your doctor. I don't give you medical advice. Yeah. I'm going to, oh, here's a funny story, but we're running out of time again. So this woman and her husband. I think they're in Belgium or somewhere, Berlin. And she calls Uber. So this woman calls Uber, her and her boyfriend, to go to a hotel. And the Uber driver comes up. She looks. His name is Leonardo. So when they go and they get in the car, and they're in the car, and before they notice that the Uber driver is the girl's husband, Leonardo was letting his friend Moonlight driving at night. So the girl and her boyfriend got in the car with an Uber driver who was the girl's husband. So she's going, we're going to the hotel, blah, blah, blah. He turns around and it's wife going to a hotel with another man. So they had a big brawl.
Oh my
I know.
God, no
and then they had a big brawl on the side of the road. And apparently the girl and the boyfriend took off. And I mean, can you imagine you get in the car? We'd like to go to the, you know, hotel, blah, 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 in South Beach. And then the driver recognizes the voice and turns around. He goes, she's my wife. And there she's making out with the car. How embarrassing. Oh, my God. I want to do a few mentions before we forget. Watch What Happens Live was good to us this week. Real Housewives Gossip, Mr. Housewives, Page Six, People, Perez Hilton, Entertainment Weekly, News Week, Tamara Tattles, and CNN. That's where we get some of our news from.
Matt from Real Mr. Housewife, he just blogged on.
Hi, Matt. Congratulations on the babies. Passion Diamond Shoes. Listen to this. They're a pair of gold-crusted stilettos, the most expensive shoes in the entire world. They have diamonds all the way around them and a big diamond on the front, and they're one of a kind, and they're going for $17 million.
Oh, my God.
Imagine
this is ridiculous. For a pair of shoes.
Not only that, Cinderella's foot probably wouldn't even fit
how much
in
were
them.
Those?
$17 million. And blah, blah, blah. This is Breast Care Awareness Month for October. The quote of the week is, today is my do nothing day. Well, it's not really today, but some of these days I do have this do nothing day, and you should too, where you just say, I'm not going to do anything. Just lay in bed, sleep late, blah, blah. We're almost out of time. I have so much more to talk about. First of all, if you haven't read the New York Times, my husband wakes me up this morning, and he knows not to wake me up, but he had to go to the airport, so he wakes me up. He goes, no matter what, he hands me the New York Times. You've got to read this New York Times article on Donald Trump. You're not going to believe it. And I'm like, now my husband's a lawyer, and he is only deals in facts. He doesn't want to hear rumors, gossip, you know, any of it. If it's not a fact, then he's like, discounts it. And he goes, I said, no, I saw the article online. I'm going to read it. No, you got to read it out of the paper. It's got all the documents. It's got the checks that they wrote. It's got all the substantiation. Everything about it has been proven. And he goes, Trump and his Trump never made any money in his life. All the money he spent was his father's empire. His father made all his money from the, like, poor housing in Queens, and then Trump took all that money and blew it, and everything Trump's ever touched has lost money. So the first thing is a fraud that he says he borrowed $1 million from his dad and turned it into a billion. He took his dad's billions and squandered a huge amount of it. Number one. Number two, there's a massive amount of tax fraud. Apparently, one year they paid $53,000 in taxes when they had $1 billion in income. Number three, his sister, who was also part of this whole scheme, is a sitting federal judge. Number four, they've got the checks and the documents. And the one of the worst things that they did, besides defraud the New York taxes and federal taxes, and by the way, they can still have civil litigation over it, but the statute of limitations probably up for the fraud and criminal aspect. But it was a sham. It's a fraud. They're con people. So they would take money from this housing where these poor people lived, and they would put in a new generator for $40,000 that they paid like $1,000 for, and then they would up their rent because they needed this generator. But then the difference between the $1,000 and the $40,000 they paid for these generators, and there were thousands of them, they ran through a sham company and gave that extra $39,000 to the kids. And when Trump was 2 years old, his trust fund was bringing him $250,000 a year. By the time he was eight, he was a millionaire, and they set up all these fraudulent ways to get out of paying taxes and funneling the money to the kids. And every time Trump's casinos would go under, the dad would go in. For example, he owed like $1 million or something or more than that, $2.5 or $3 million in taxes on the casino he didn't pay, and he got caught. So the dad goes in with $3.25 million in cash to the casino, buys over $3 million in those casino chips, and then that gives the casino the money to pay the taxes. Then they go run another scheme, and then he goes and cashes in the chips. I mean, it's all documented in the New York Times article. Yeah. You've got to look it up. He's a complete con and fraud, which most of us thought all along. Oh, my God. We talked a little bit about Kavanaugh, so I won't go into more than that. I think everyone should tweet their comments to their senators, yes, to go and how they think they should vote on Kavanaugh. And Ted Turner, by the way, is got dementia, and he came public with that. So let's all send him our best news. Apparently, our battery's running low. I'm going to have to shut up. I think they did it on purpose.
No.
A 99-year-old Memphis woman is retiring from doing hair on her 100th birthday. Bless her heart. I didn't get to talk enough about Kavanaugh and politics, so I'm going to save it for next week.
You still have one bar if you want to get
one
story.
I have one bar, one last. I'm going to give you a story. Mitch McConnell is as big of a crook as Trump. Listen to this. Listen to what happened. Listen, this is a book coming out about Mitch McConnell. The Trump administration, the Brennan, the FBI, the CIA, all of them went to Obama and McConnell and said, listen, Russian government's trying to install Trump as president, and here's all the evidence to support it. So Obama said, okay, we need to just make a bipartisan announcement to the country that, you know, Russia's dabbling in the election, people should beware, and blah, blah. And Mitch McConnell said, absolutely not. If you do, I'm going to say you're interfering with the election, and it's all political, and you're just trying to keep Trump from winning. And McConnell wouldn't agree to it. So to Obama, trying to take the high road and not interfere in the election, which was a big mistake, and I'll never forgive him, let it go when he should have gone to the press and reported it, and he didn't. But meanwhile, Comey interfered, Russia interfered, everybody interfered. But I'm just looking at this New York Times article, the McConnell shutting down and not telling the American public about Russia trying to put Trump in office, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I can't believe the situation we're in because of McConnell and then Trump basically conning the American people to believe he's this genius businessman when he's really not. And Obama didn't take it to the press. And I'm mad at the press because instead of investigating Trump and Russia, they're worried about the emails of Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, were the only emails that weren't hacked. The ones she had on her President Clinton's server. She had President Clinton's server, and her emails were the only ones that weren't hacked. The DNC was hacked. The RNC was hacked. They're all been hacked, but hers on her server won't.
Margaret Skiloff says, how about Miss Lindsay clutching her pearls?
Oh, God, what happened to Lindsey Graham?
He's still mourning the ghost of his boyfriend.
Nuts. A lot of people think he's closet gay. I don't know. I don't have an opinion about it because I don't have a gay radar like that, and I don't care if he's gay. But I mean, he went off the wall. wall. Did you see how he went raving, lunatic, crazy, mad, like a rabid dog, you know, lecturing everybody and bursting? And I think it's because, according to the Democratic Coalition, and if you look at their website, and you should follow it, at Funder and at the Democratic Coalition, he's being investigated for $900 in donations that came out of Russia.
Yeah.
And one of the guys he was dealing with that for 7 years was indicted and is in jail. So he's probably wanting to shut down the investigation, which is why he's definitely wanting Kavanaugh on there so that they'll shut it down. And I think he's auditioning because he wants to be attorney general when they dump Sessions and Rosenstein.
Well, obviously, he said that.
You know, so it's just a swamp. The swamp has gotten bigger. And I can't even believe it.
No,
and you know, how ironic that Kavanaugh, who wrote all those invasive, nasty questions about Clinton and his sex life with Monica Lewinsky, is now being questioned about his sex life. And he didn't just lie about that.
Karma.
He lied a lot about karma. He lied. And I
Full
tweeted
circle.
That about karma. I got almost 4,000 retweets on that one. It's just karma. But he lied about, he said he didn't know anything about the torture under the Bush administration. They found out he did. They said he didn't know anything about the stolen emails when he worked at the Bush administration that were stolen from the Democrats. He knew all about it. You know, he lied about a lot of things that they brushed under the rug. And it's interesting to me that they're letting all that go, but now that they find out he, you know, allegedly, you know, tried to rape this woman, that's what's getting all the attention, allegedly. But I think it should all be getting the attention. I think the lying is worse or is bad. And then in the did you see in the New York Times, they published a letter written as his handwriting, signed by Bart Kavanaugh. And it had FFFFF at that, which means that FFF that he said was stuttering really doesn't stand for that. And Bart was his name in the book called Wasted, written by his best friend Mark Judge. He lied about that. I mean, the list goes on. The swamp, and the swamp. I don't know. Let's see if that's it for the day. I think it might be. I don't think we have any more time. I think we have to go. But I know you guys just missed me so much all week. Please go watch last week if you missed last night, Flipping Out. Be sure you tweet Jeff at Jeff, J.L. Lewis. We love Leah, Jeff. Be nice to her. And to be sure you tune in next week to Lunch with Leah Facebook Live on your favorite podcast. And you can go to leahblack.com and order anything fabulous that you want. And don't forget to laugh at all my jokes and tweet me and send your questions to hello@leahblack.com. And come here, baby. And little baby Black and I are going to sign off and say we went an hour and 7 minutes today. Bye, baby. Oh, I think he did get groomed. You smell really pretty.
He smelled very fluffy.
Yeah, I think he did get groomed this morning. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.